1063.
Time, Mark?
Okay, then.
It's Monday.
A unique one for us.
You might not need a reminder that it's Monday.
Mm.
Maybe you don't care to have a reminder that it's Monday. But it's the 16th day of September. Do you like Mondays?
Well, I particularly like this Monday.
Do you?
It's replete with unique newness.
It is. We have a formal announcement on some programming things that folks have been a party to here on the program. Coming up, we're going to do that actually at the bottom of the hour, so stay tuned for that. We have, I like Mondays actually. Okay, I'm lying. When I force myself to look at it as a fresh start, you know, new, slate clean, then it's good. When I look back and lament the weekend's gone, then it's not so good.
You know, I tell these people that are dealing with addictions and smoking problems, and every day is a brand new year. Every night is New Year's Eve.
There you go.
You know, we have to not beat up on ourselves when we slip up. Do our best to overcome one challenge at a time, and every day is New Year's Day.
Exactly right. That's right. Every day is New Year's Day.
But tonight is the first Freedom Club meeting of all time.
It is. And Mark, the Freedom Poet, is the head of our Freedom Club here. The Freedom Club is, if you're not familiar with it, a wonderful gathering. It's a club.
A club.
It's like-minded folks that have come together in support of this operation and our programming, which we very much appreciate, and stand for faith and family and freedom and free enterprise. And Mark has worked hard to just simplify things all into one club so folks can participate at any level they're comfortable. And some of them who participate at a higher level get some advertising, which is kind of nice.
Right.
But it's fun, isn't it?
And, you know, some people may want to contribute to little Freedom Minutes, which we've had some good response to. I try to crunch history into 55 seconds so we can say, that little story about George Washington was brought to you by Ole and Lena.
We love Ole and Lena.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Exactly.
You know.
So tonight we're on the eastern end of the state. We'll be at the Pizza Ranch off of 45th.
Yep, 4480 23rd Avenue South, right off 45th Street.
And if you're coming from out of town,
Fargo,
the easiest way to get there if you're coming from out of town would be to take I-94 and take the 45th Street exit, and you go south on 45th, and you can't miss the Pizza Ranch. It's literally a block away.
Right on your right.
Right off the it'd be on the east side of. Forty-fifth.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, east side of 45th Street. So there's a strip mall there that has an Applebee's and a few other things right in there, but you'll see it.
And everybody gets a Constitution, Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, and some Mad Gab pickles, the finest on earth.
Mad Gab pickles.
Oh, they're just crazy. Auntie Goldie just went into a swoon over the kosher ones.
Now, the big news story of the weekend is probably the fact that NDSU landed a visit from the College Game Day crew. They're coming to the campus next weekend. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Oh, just amazing. Just terrific. Imagine how much fun it'll be it elevates the program another whole notch and gets everybody into the sign-creating mood, and the enthusiasms will be really high. Is their opponent much of a threat?
Delaware State, I think, right?
Yeah.
I don't think so. What's interesting is that Gene Taylor said after the Kansas State game, of course, that was, you know, exposure-wise, a big, big deal for him. But one of the things he cited as a win from that weekend was the fact that one of the celebrity hosts on game day was a Kansas State grad.
Right.
And he came out with the Kansas State, you know, garb on, jersey, sure, and hat and the whole works. And, of course, NDSU became a topic because of the upset win, right?
Sure.
Well, guess what? Now game day is actually on campus. So here, you know, just a mention a couple of weeks ago was a big deal, and that it was, you know, a featured story. Now they're actually here, so that's pretty extraordinary.
It's a time for people to put together their creative juices and show Bison.
So one of the questions we'll ask on the program today, and we've already started the contest on our Facebook page, what's your sign going to say?
Good.
Got to go to work on that now.
Right.
Deciding what your sign is going to be. So should be fun.
You think some of these youth will paint themselves appropriately?
Could be.
I think so.
Could be. What else? What do you make of the deal between John Kerry and Russia and Syria?
Is
Russia still schooling us here?
Russia has just jumped into this opportunity of our weakness. And, you know, Russia has never verified their own chemical weapons. The consensus is that they're still developing new ramifications of chemical weapons. This is absurd and hypocritical at the highest levels. Bolton thinks that we're just being cut by 1,000 pieces. This thing will dissipate. Syrian officials are claiming this chemical weapons deal a victory for them. The belief is that the United States will never do anything, and now we're really neutralized over there.
So not a win for the United States here.
A win for Putin. A win for lies.
Although, given how Obama's base was reacting to all of this, saber-rattling on his part, maybe a win politically for him?
Well, at least he tightens up his base, and he can not do what he didn't want to do anyway. It was his own red line that put him in his box. And his weakness that encouraged Assad to use chemical weapons. Like I said at the Tea Party down in Chanhassen, if McCain or Romney were president, it would have never happened. We would have been so clear and specific, and it would have happened the next day. As soon as they knew, like where Kerry showed that the missiles, we knew exactly they came from Assad's armed encampments. They would have been hit before they could have been moved. It would have been intense and withering.
Another story, this one on the oil patch. There's been a church in Williston that's been housing homeless folks in the oil patch. They have to end their lodging program because of some bureaucracy. I'm still a little chagrined that they can't figure out a way to, you know, keep this rolling. But they held their last supper for now.
Oh,
anyway.
My goodness. Yeah. Did they have communion?
What's that?
Did they have communion?
I don't know.
Well, you'd think so.
Yeah.
You'd think so. But that's been the history of Christendom since the beginning, is to house the homeless. That's one of the great edicts of Christ. Do it for me. House the homeless.
Well, evidently, the compliance personnel didn't read that book.
No, probably not.
They're concerned about the codes.
That's right.
Yeah, and haven't had a chance to figure out a fix, so it'll have to end for now.
Too bad.
So that's the story out of there. And the awful story of the Colorado floods continues. Ooh. Now they're saying hundreds unaccounted for. More rain threatening further destruction. Do you know that nearly 19,000 homes have either been damaged or destroyed in that?
This is apocalyptic. What's that word? Apocalyptic.
Yeah, you called it the biblical floods.
I did. That was easier than apocalyptic.
Yeah.
It's kind of like chrysanthemum.
And Joe Biden was in Iowa this weekend.
Yes, he is definitely... he thinks he smells Hillary blood in the water because she's made herself vulnerable with Benghazi. I think he's moving up the ladder towards the Democratic nomination.
Although I see a new poll out that suggests that Hillary's leading, so he won't like that much.
But her negatives are extremely high, and we have just scratched the surface on Benghazi.
Can you believe CNN's doing a 2016 poll already?
Yeah. I'm not surprised at all. Right.
Seems a little early.
Well, and plus, they called up all of her friends.
We better settle 2014, right?
That's the big one.
Before we worry about that. All right, well, still to come on the program, we do have a special announcement coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Very special.
We'll make it formal. And Steve Bakken will be here. We'll give you a preview of what's to come on What's on Your Mind, the program that airs all across the state of North Dakota, heard all throughout the Northern Plains, five stations throughout the Upper Midwest. taking your phone calls each and every weekday.
Just fun to see those phone calls stacked up when I look at the board here when you're on with that.
It is. It's quite the place for conversation.
Unbelievable.
On any and all topics, and so it's a thrill to do that each and every day. And we're going to crank that up here momentarily. A couple of guests on the program today. We'll tell you about that coming up, and tackle some of these stories. The fun one today is what sign you'd think have the best chance of getting you on ESPN's College Game Day.
Absolutely.
You got one yet, Mark?
Well, I.
I'll tell you what, we'll give you between now and the next segment.
Okay.
A little time to come up with a sign.
All right.
We'll stay in suspense mm-hmm. of what your sign will be. That and our special announcement at the bottom of the hour. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mark, the Freedom Poet, and I'll be back with the sports and the special announcement bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I wanna be. But you stay here right beside me, watch as the storm blows through, and I need you. God gave me you for the ups and downs.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the program. Call What's on Your Mind. This is the preview hour, getting set for a full day of Talk Radio. Special announcement coming up on the bottom of the hour regarding a, well, it's not exactly a real closely held secret any longer.
I'm excited.
Starting to leak out, but we'll give you the official formal announcement coming up at the bottom of the hour, but rest assured that the people have spoken and have been heard. So stay tuned for that coming up. Steve Bakken and I will be taking your phone calls and cranking up a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind coming up a little later on. Guests on the program include Doug Burgum from the Kilbourne Group. The Kilbourne Group is a development group named actually for Doug's mom, and her maiden name was Kilbourne. And so he is bully for a project in downtown Fargo that would be the state's highest building. A 25 million dollar project, right? $25 million project, but a skyscraper. Basically a skyscraper on the prairie called Dakota Place. We're going to talk a little bit about that. It would even dwarf our state capitol, which is currently the tallest building in the state. Go figure. And we're also going to talk with the folks from the Lewis and Clark Fort Mandan Foundation. Their open houses this weekend, celebrating the opening of their newest edition. David Borlaug will be here on the program to tell us about that. See, there's still things you can do, even though summer's over, for little weekend getaways. And the Lewis.
Have you spent any time up there, Scott?
Fort Mandan Foundation. When you say spend time, I've been there. I've taken it in. But, you know, I'm looking forward to going back.
It's a full day. I mean, by the time you get done going through the museum and everything there, then go down to the fort. And, I mean, it's a full day. People think, oh, it's just a quick little drive-by. And no. Spend your time. Spend the whole day. And then there's activities all the time around it, too. So there's always something for the family to do there.
It's a great story and certainly a huge part of North Dakota heritage. So anyway, we'll find out more about their new edition and what's the latest and greatest up there as well. And welcome your calls, as we always do, on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So look forward to chatting with you. What do you think about NDSU announcing that College Game Day is coming to campus, Steve?
Is that awesome? That is absolutely awesome. All the... There is no bigger event to have game day come to your campus and come to your school and put your school in the highlight. And you know, it just shows what a job NDSU's done for being the forefront of subdivision football. It's they're the best. You know, you beat a Kansas State, and I don't think there's too many. You know, that second tier of BCS schools, I don't think there's too many of those who would like to play the Bison right now.
You don't think so?
No. You know, I'm not going to say like a Texas A&M or an Alabama or not in that level. And people don't even think, because I was seeing signs last time, it's like, we want Alabama. No, you don't. But that next level, the Kansas States and wow. You know, it's like, ESPN, if they recognize you, that means you must be doing something right in your program.
Yeah, no kidding. And, of course, they were one of four schools under consideration for this. They evidently plan to, go what they call off the grid a little bit. And NDSU, I see that Senator Hovind wrote a letter, did a little lobbying. I don't know how much they had to do to try and sway an opinion, but they landed the big fish, and so...
I would have liked to have seen them come in November, though.
Why?
It's winter. It's a little better football season.
Oh, I see. Now you're being picky on when they come.
Well, I want to see them tough it out a little bit. I want to see Lee Corso.
Oh, I see. You want to have him.
We're in that thunder head for warmth rather than for picking the winner.
Yeah. What was the deal with that again? That was on the front page of the forum this weekend. When did he throw the thunder head on?
Oh, he will be when he picks, because I'm pretty sure NDSU will be favored this weekend.
Yeah, but did he lose a bet on that or something?
Well, no,
how did that happen?
Well, that's Lee's shtick. When he when he makes his pick, he throws the mascot's head on, so that's who he's picking to win at where they're at. So I'm quite sure this Saturday he'll be throwing Thundar's head on.
I got it. And what that that previous was did he pick the Bison over K-State? Is that when he
must have.
Because they have
I didn't catch all that
picture of him throwing the head on.
Then he must have picked the Bison over K-State.
Yeah. Quite fun, huh?
I'm excited. I might drive to Fargo this weekend and go check out a game.
Now, meanwhile, there is a little bit of a controversy over the NDSU dance team being uninvited to sporting events. Have you decided what side you're on this one?
How do you not have a dance team? I haven't, you know, all the details haven't come out for proprietary reasons, but how do you not have a dance team? It's kind of sad. It's part of the university. It's part of the culture. It's part of game day. You know, whether it's football or basketball or, you know, it's part of what takes place on Saturdays with football. How do you not have the dance team there?
They performed on the sidelines of football games and prior to this season were uninvited. Their captain said about 2 weeks ago she received an email from the Bison Athletic Director of Marketing, Justin Swanson, stating the two-time national title-winning team would not be invited to perform at athletic functions this year. The team of 18 women had already put in months of practice over the summer. It planned to perform alongside the Bison cheer team on football game sidelines. The dance team also planned to perform at Bison volleyball and soccer games, as they'd done in the past. Swanson declined to comment to the forum on the issue and referred all questions to the Congress of Student Organization because the dance team is not a formal athletic organization. And evidently a spokesperson from that group didn't respond to the forum for comment, but did tell the campus newspaper the decision was reached due to confusion regarding the status of the Bison dance team as a student organization and not an official athletic team. In an email obtained by the forum, Swanson told parents of a dance team member that the athletic department has attempted to remedy certain areas of concern that have mounted in recent years with the dance team. However, these areas have continued to a point of unresolved frustration for our staff after numerous attempts to address them with the dance coach. So, sounds like two things. One, some personnel issues there, and also not an official student organization.
So, you know, one of the questions I've got is, if it goes into that realm of being an athletic team, does that put NDSU out of Title IX? Because in a lot of places, dance teams are considered athletic teams. Cheerleading squads are considered athletic teams. In a lot of cases, of course, they're co-ed for cheer teams now, so it's not really an issue with Title IX. But I wonder if a dance team that's all women plays into Title IX and throws that balance out of kilter a little bit. I wonder if that's
sounds like the biggest concern is that they're not a formal athletic organization,
which puts them under Title IX if they were.
Yeah, and you're saying that's why they are not? I don't know. Anyway, we'll dig into that one a little bit, too, for you today on What's On Your Mind. Get set for that. Special big announcement on our programming coming up next. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Bakken is buzzing about Drill and Dry Absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and Dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website, gtmwt.com, or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get Drill and Dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is a blue shoots up to the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found.
Let's make it official, friends.
To take you out of this place.
I love it when the people get their way. And a week ago today, which hasn't been that long when you think about it, our phone was ringing off the hook because of an announcement over the weekend that Rush Limbaugh would no longer be on an FM talk station in the Fargo-Moorhead market. And for folks outside of Fargo-Moorhead, let me just give you a little bit of brief history here. AM 1100 The Flag went on the air in August of 2008. At the time, Rush Limbaugh had been off the air in the Fargo-Moorhead market for a couple of years at least. I forget exactly how long it had been, but it had been some time since he'd been on the air. And we brought him back to much fanfare.
You had a relationship with him way back in Grand Forks.
Well, I did. Exactly right. Yeah, I did. Because, of course, one thing that that people, first of all, the talk radio world is a small world, right? So, you know, you get to know these folks over the years. And Rush Limbaugh, in 1988, launched his program on 47 radio stations. And one of those 47 radio stations was KCNN in Grand Forks.
Right.
Yeah. And so the nice thing that I will say about Rush is he never forgets. Right. So he remembered how he launched that effort, and 47 radio stations is now 600 and some stations and the single most powerful voice on the AM band is Rush Limbaugh.
No doubt about it.
And let's go back to 1988. AM radio stations were basically becoming, just throwaways.
Right.
I mean, they just weren't of much use at all. Rush Limbaugh's program single-handedly revived the AM band. Follow me?
So sure did.
It was a big deal. So anyway, back to 2008, we put the flag on the air. Rush was not on the air. Okay, he was not heard here. We put him on the 50-kilowatt patriotic blowtorch and launched his program. And I keep bumping this mic here. No, it's fine. Yeah. Anyway, I just quit moving my hands, which is hard for me to do. Anyway, now Rush was not only heard in Fargo-Moorhead, but he was heard in a wide swath of eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota. And
South Dakota, too.
Exactly. He was so thrilled about that that he said, we'd like to do you a favor. What can we do? You're going to put us back on the air here, and we'd like to do you a favor. Well, I didn't know how to answer that question. So what I actually ultimately landed on was having Rush participate in some promotional, he'd recorded some television ads for us. I went down to Palm Beach, Florida at his studio, and we did a little skit about his coming to, fill out our lineup. And he did a number of television commercials that we aired, as well as, some fun promotional things as a kickoff, which, of course, he's never done for anybody. And the rule was, by the way, you can use those all you'd like, just don't put them online, because as soon as you do, then every other radio station is going to be asking for them. So it was something pretty unique that he did for us. So anyway, he was on then, AM 1100 The Flag, from August of 2008 until about 18 months ago. And at a time when we had nothing to do with AM 1100 The Flag.
Right, you were trying to buy it.
We since have got it back, but they made a decision to go over to this FM talk station. And, I had several people yesterday tell me, you know what, I don't think of talk radio on the FM band. And many people don't. It's still, an experiment. It's a different audience. The FM band is, full of people looking for music.
Right.
It's not looking for folks that are on the talk radio side. So a lot of the loyal fans just lost Rush, right? So he was gone. And a lot of our listeners can't even hear that FM station out of Fargo, so they were lost regardless. Anyway, they made a decision to make a change. We, in a span of a week's time, went to work on it. I think I did an interview with somebody from KVLY, Valley News Live, a week ago this afternoon, saying, hey, we're going to make some calls. We forwarded every single phone call, every single email, and right directly to Rush. And within a week, record time in this business, we'd inked a deal to bring Rush Limbaugh back to AM 1100 The Flag. Yes, exactly right. So Rush will be back beginning Monday from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. So that's great news for folks on the eastern end of the state in Fargo-Moorhead. But I really want to thank the listeners, because the lobbying effort was intense. And also our switchboard thanks you. Because the question can now be affirmatively answered as a resounding yes. Are you going to get Rush back on the flag?
Yes.
We heard that over and over and over again to our switchboards. We got a lot of, and by the way, that will begin today at 11 a.m. So we're not wasting any time. This is Rush Limbaugh back as of today. When this program ends at 11 a.m. this morning, a little news will come on, and then Rush will be back on the flag.
And I'll be gone.
And Mark Skogerbo, who you're hearing, the freedom poet, who does the Common Sense Club now, will be on just to adjust it a little bit, 3 hours later. And I know you're looking forward to that because the program previously is aired tape delayed at AM 1090 KTGO in the Bakken, and we don't have to worry about that anymore.
You know, it's just, who would you rather follow than Rush Limbaugh? I mean, it's just a great opportunity, and I appreciate it immensely.
Yeah. And so the nice thing there is... by the way, Mark Levin remains 2 to 5. The only person that's bumped from our lineup, unfortunately, just because there's only so many hours in the day, is Laura Ingraham. And I'm a Laura Ingraham fan.
She's great. And, so we'll get some pushback from that. And I'm ready for it. I'll try to do my best. We do have the benefit of local call-in. And if people have something they didn't get off their chest to Rush, I'm here.
And, that's the thing. I mean, obviously, Rush Limbaugh is... I mean, without an equal when it comes to talk radio. And when you're doing talk radio, you got to have Rush Limbaugh. And he'll be
the best.
He will be our anchor man, right? I mean, yep. He will anchor our lineup. Next to that, local is really premier. And obviously to have the What's on Your Mind program on 5 stations leading into Rush Limbaugh is a great deal. To have Mark the Freedom Poet allow folks to, hear about things that are happening locally, about how they can make a difference. That's important. So, and your audience with the Freedom Club and the Common Sense Club continues to build. So it's been great fun to watch this. So, we see Rush as being an important part of that lineup, but we also see the local things we do, both with What's on Your Mind and the Common Sense Club, extremely important to our overall success. And then bookended with the great Bill Bennett and Mark Levin and
pretty cool.
Yeah. So it's a great lineup. But that really is the secret sauce of serving the talk radio audience. The ratings that these stations garnered when the biggest names in talk radio were all together in one spot, impressed a lot of folks. So we know that that's...
Mark Levin has just taken a giant step with his new book.
Yeah, that, you know, there again, when you couple up a book with a program, it's pretty incredible. And, you know, the other thing I would say is, you know, as it pertains to Rush Limbaugh, there, as I say, there is no equal, number one. So to build around that, pretty extraordinary. And conservatives like to go to one place where they know they simply are going to get, you know, a take that ultimately they're looking for, right? They don't have to hunt around.
Right.
And so that's the beauty of it. So we're looking forward to it very much. And a new day for sure. So
I love starting my day with Bill Bennett. The guy is just so cool.
He is. Exactly right. So anyway, for our AM 1090 KTGO listeners out of the Bakken, no change. Rush will be 11 to 2 as he always has been.
Except.
And from 2 until 5, the Common Sense Club.
Once we get the logistics worked out, they'll be able to call in.
Yeah, what Mark,
we do have some challenges there.
What Mark is talking about is, you know, the 855-200-1776 line will remain the call-in line for the Common Sense Club. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, your voice can be heard by calling 855-200-1776. Because of our immediate switch of the time frame where we're taking the Common Sense Club and putting in 2 until 5, the program will not be taking live calls until the logistics can be changed. We hope even by the end of the week that will be fixed. So.
Hope so. That'll be great fun.
Exactly right. We better take a couple minutes of sports here since we took our sports spot to give our special announcement. And
I have my...
The Vikes didn't do so well. Lose to the Bears.
In the last second. 10 seconds left. Touchdown. Boom. The Vikes, but they played a better game than they did against Detroit. They really tried hard. Poor pass rush, but Ponder looked better. He looked rational. And the offensive line poked a few holes for AP. But it's, you know, 31-30 in Chicago. They haven't beaten Chicago in Chicago since 07. But I have my NDSU poster now.
Well, I do. Yeah, we gave Mark a little assignment the last segment, and that is if he had to, you know, get his creative juices flowing to find a sign that would for sure land on ESPN College Game Day on Sunday, what would it be? On Saturday, rather, what would it be?
It would be the Bison are the greatest anti-hornet venom known to man.
Anti-hornet venom.
Yes, sir.
I'm guessing Delaware State is the Hornets?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to do a little research into to know the mascot. I don't imagine that the Hornets being the team name for Delaware State are top of mind for most folks.
Not really.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. Anything about your Twins?
The Twins, yes. Pinto got his second home run. He's still batting over 400. The Twins gave the Tampa Bay Rays a little nerves, beating them 6-4. The Twins won 64 games, 3 more, and they can improve on last year's miserable 96 losses. So the Twins plug along, but they're better than last year and the year before, showing some real improvement. Great farm club, some great rookies. I'm excited.
Fantastic.
I'm going to call my sports segment Sports with a Silver Lining, I think. I think I'm just going to call it that. Going to be doing that, you know, middle of the second hour on the Common Sense Club every day. Sports with a Silver Lining.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a little more, a normal sports report tomorrow.
Right.
One listener says, I can still remember the day I found Rush Limbaugh's show. I was searching for KQWB when I stumbled on his first show the first day it aired on KCNN. That would have been August of 1988.
Wow.
The humor caught me, so I listened, and after a bit I realized that there was someone else there that thought like I did. It was a gift from above. Thank you for bringing Rush back. I'm going to really miss Laura Ingram, but I'm so glad that Rush Limbaugh is back on the radio. And we are, too. We really are. He is an extraordinary talent, and you think about that history. To have had in the Red River Valley, you know, it all started back in 1988. The guy belongs on the radio.
And you've been a part of it, Scott, so thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mark. Mark Skogerbo, and don't forget, right after Rush, the Common Sense Club with Mark the Freedom Poet. Weather next, don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken. It costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look. because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings and they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, and Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
More than a feeling, but fall is in the air. After a cool, rainy weekend in some parts, I was up at the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux game with Montana on Saturday. A little tailgating up there, by the way. And a little fun contest on the Facebook page over the weekend. A former Fighting Sioux was put into the Hall of Fame hockey player, former Fighting Sioux hockey player who
was among the all-time leading scorers at the University of North Dakota. Greg Johnson was back, so I did a little tailgating with Mr. Greg Johnson, and he's not changed at all since he laced on the skates for the Fighting Sioux. I, on the other hand, much grayer. Greg, you'd hardly know a difference. Anyway, posted the photo and asked folks to gander a guess as to who that Sioux player was, and somebody nailed it. Somebody got it. Who got it, by the way? See, Dan Hammer weighed in, but he weighed in a little bit late. Ah, John Jacobs says the great Greg Johnson. Exactly right. Anyway, good move. That was great fun. But anyway, it was raining pretty much all day Saturday. And, I mean, raining pretty hard in Fargo. And so you wonder, okay, this is not the best tailgating weather. Called up to Grand Forks. They said, no, not raining here. It's all right. Packed up two of our three kids and headed for tailgating. And it was pouring at Thompson. Actually, even a little north of the Thompson interchange on I-29. Pouring. Raining harder than it was in Fargo. And literally a mile south of town, switch flipped. Still cloudy, but no rain. And there was, you know, maybe a sprinkle or two for all of tailgating. Hardly any at all. Isn't that amazing? So it worked out well for the tailgating. Certainly the cooler weather and the cloudy skies have a hint of fall in the air. Here's what we're looking at for a brand new week. Sunny and 70 in the valley today. South breeze anywhere from 7 to 15, gusts as high as 20. 53 and clear tonight. Windy, though, again. South-southeast wind, gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow, sunny mid-70s. Breezy again, though, with the south wind, 15 to 20, gusts as high as 25 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy, 61. Wednesday, sunny, near 80. So we'll have a little summer-like weather yet this week. And showers in the forecast for Wednesday night, low 62. Some showers Thursday, mid-70s. So those 80s really only last one day. Sorry. More showers a possibility Thursday night. Friday, some showers possible. Just a slight chance, though. 62 for a high is all Friday. Oh, boy. And the weekend looks cool next weekend. In the Bakken, let's check out the oil patch. Mid-70s today under sunny skies. Breezy with the south wind. Gusty there as well. In fact, 14 to 21. Gusts as high as 30 miles an hour out of the south in the patch today. Mostly clear. 50 for a low tonight. South wind 10 to 17, but gusts as high as 26. Sunny tomorrow near 84. So you get your summer Tuesday and Wednesday. Mid-80s tomorrow with a south wind 5 to 8. Some showers Tuesday night, about 58. A light wind, Wednesday, 50-50 chance of showers. Partly sunny, otherwise high near 80. Showers and thunderstorms Wednesday. Thursday, showers likely. We cool way back off. In fact, we go from 80 to 60 in the Bakken. Breezy, chance of precip 60% Thursday. Thursday night, some showers, breezy. Get a load of this, 42 Thursday night. Friday, then sunny, 63. And the weekend looks cool as well with highs mid-60s, lows mid-40s all weekend long. That's the scoop, folks. Right now, 48 and clear in Fargo. Southeast wind at 7. Grand Forks, 49 and clear. Jamestown, partly cloudy, 41. Oil Patch, Tioga, 50. Williston, 56. Dickinson, 54. Minot, 45. And so far, winds are calm. Humidity up there, 100% humidity in Tioga at this hour. Go around the state and tell you some other spots, how we're looking weather-wise. It is 48 in Bismarck, 46 in Bismarck, rather. It is 52 in Hettinger. It's 43 degrees down in Wahpeton at this hour. 52 degrees at Devil's Lake. 37 at this hour right now at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Cold spot there, 37. And a warm spot, Williston, with 54 degrees. All right. Time to open up those telephones and find out what's on your mind. I love asking that question. What is on your mind? ESPN College Game Day coming to town on Saturday. You got to start working on your sign right now. You let us know. What's that sign going to be? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. By the way, KVOY Valley News Live was just here to report on Rush Limbaugh returning to AM 1100 The Flag. So, folks in western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota, check out Valley News Live tonight for more on our big day here at AM 1100 The Flag. What's on your minds coming up next? Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.